Good afternoon, the Exotic Vet. This is Emily.
Yeah, hi. It's Sarah Kershaw here. I just wondered if I could put in a request for Dr. Vanessa to give me a call about Kelly when she has a chance this afternoon.
Yeah, all good. Can I pop you on hold for just a moment,
yep,
Sarah?
Sure.
Thanks.
Thank you for calling the Exotic Vet. We offer veterinary care and husbandry advice for pets, including birds, guinea pigs, rats, mice, snakes, lizards.
Hi, Sarah. It's Vanessa here. How are you, mate?
No worries. Good day.
Yeah, a bit sad,
not,
hey.
Yeah. Sorry, I just started crying again.
Oh.
I apologize.
No. It's the hardest thing about this was always it didn't heal it in the rate of time that we would have expected, you know.
Yeah.
And when your mum was in the other day, I sort of said to her, very worried for how this tissue looks so much worse than it did even like a week before. And we've been on really significant treatment, and it just seems to be that the area where we had debrided it is just breaking down. And so the only way to know whether or not there was a cancer there, which unfortunately the preen gland tumours are most common in budgies. Or at least clinically, that's what I tend to see. I rarely diagnose them in other species. And when we get a non-healing wound like this, particularly when the bird's still irritated as well, is a really driver for, okay, we need to find out that this isn't a cancer. The outlook is not good because of the trauma that they do to themselves. So keeping pain relief up and making a assumption that if we get wound breakdown happen again in the next 1 to 2 weeks, which I believe is possible, that we potentially make a decision for euthanasia at that point. You know, because otherwise we're just prolonging the agony for him, you know?
Is there any other treatment?
The local treatment has been tried globally as radiation, and it doesn't work. It actually causes too much spin-off tissue necrosis. The only other thing I was looking into is changing the type of anti-inflammatory he's on. Because a couple of weeks ago at the conference we were talking about its experimental use at this stage in larger parrots, but there's an injection which we can give once a week.
Yep.
Which is an anti-inflammatory that seems to be a lot more effective than meloxicam.
Yep.
It's totally off-label use, and what I mean by that is that there's no data of how it behaves in budgies.
Yep.
But I think if we were going to do anything, it stops the handling for the pain relief.
Yep. Yeah, well, that could help.
You know, and we can use an adjunct pain reliever with that as well. We can use tramadol in addition to the one injection a week. So anti-inflammatory use in carcinoma is common in all species, and it's to reduce the amount of blood supply to the tumour and the rate of growth.
Yeah.
So it won't stop
Prolonging everything for him, though?
We are if he's uncomfortable. And I think that given that we've done the surgery and he's only living alone because of the e-collar, that's definitely a consideration we should be thinking about.
Okay. I know we have the appointment tomorrow. I just wanted to kind of just talk to you quickly. That's all.
No, that's fine. I spoke with Leslie. She said,
yeah,
you might be in a meeting and that. So she said, no, I'll call Sarah. So I expected to want to talk with you before tomorrow. So that's good that you could call.
Thank you. All right. Well, lots to think about. And we will chat tomorrow.
Yeah, that's right. If you have any other questions, just call, okay?
I will. Thank you
all
very
right,
much.
No worries.
Thanks.
Okay.
See
you then.
Bye.
Bye.